INC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Kevin. Don't forget the G-Bag Nation's coming up here in about an hour. We'll talk with them for crosstalk here in about 40 minutes.
I look forward to it.
I did tell everybody earlier this morning, make sure you listen to the next 4 and 5 hours of the station.
It's a good man. Good teammate.
Go ahead and add 9 more hours of that if you want to.
That's a good point.
Just leave it on Tolo, baby. Let's roll. Kevin, Mike, there are 9 quarterbacks with 10-plus touchdowns this year. I believe this is from the 33rd team. Nine quarterbacks.
Feels really low.
It does feel really low. With 10-plus, and that's not just 10-plus passing touchdowns. Yeah, you're 6 games in. You're working. Your Thursday night kicks off week 7, and there are
total
only,
touchdown.
Yeah, total touchdowns. So that includes rushing touchdowns and passing touchdowns. Can you name all of these quarterbacks?
Probably not, because in the break when I first heard this statistic, I said Sammy D and Baker Mayfield, and I thought if that's how I'm starting off the list, this could be tough. Now that you said total touchdowns, I'm going to go Lamar Jackson's got to be on that
list. Right.
Then,
so
right?
You are rolling out Sam Darnold,
yes,
and Baker Mayfield.
Yes, and Lamar.
Those are checks.
All
now,
three?
Lamar Jackson, also on this list.
Hey, do you think, I'm just going to throw out hints for you. I don't know. And it's not hints, just names. C.J. Stroud?
C.J. Stroud is going to be my next selection.
Were you talking about Rope hints?
Oh, number 24?
We'll get back
into
that.
Is he number 24? I haven't even... I can't
he
download the victory. It won't let me
download. We'll work on that. C.J. Stroud? Correct. By the way, are we right about C.J. Stroud right now? Like, we've talked pretty heavily,
yes,
about him this offseason.
Yes.
How great of a year is Jaden Daniels having? Could he be on this list already?
Ooh.
I'm throwing it out. I'm not saying yes, because I'm going to be honest. I haven't, being in Italy and stuff, I have not, I've seen scores. I haven't followed stats that closely.
I bet he's close. Okay, Alec thinks he's on the list. I know he's got. I think he's got multiple rushing touchdowns. I just don't think he's thrown for a lot of touchdowns. I am gonna default to them and say my backup safety school answer is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
I feel very confident. Josh Allen's
good
on the list.
He did good.
Josh Allen is on this list.
But I'll tell you what, Trevor Lawrence has the longest hair in the league.
Is Jaden Daniels on this list?
I think.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I don't think he is, because he's trying to find where
currently has 6 passing touchdowns.
Okay.
And enough running touchdowns to be on this list.
Oh!
4?
On your face.
Man.
So now you have 2 more left. I'm sorry, 3 more left on this list.
I actually do think, just because I've, you know, watch some of those games, I do think Burrow's probably on this list.
Oh,
I know
really?
Their team stinks.
Didn't they just win 17-10 or something?
Yeah, or 17-7. Okay. I think Burrow is on this list.
You guys agree?
I don't know.
I agree.
Blonde hair.
I was just wrong about
Alec
the last
agrees.
One.
Alec so. Agrees.
This team's horrible.
Joe Burrow has 12 passing touchdowns.
Okay.
I don't know how many rushing touchdowns, but he has 12. That's good enough to be on this list.
I think he has
list.
Like 1 rushing.
The 47-yarder he had against the Giants the other night, because he's a running quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know if we count interceptions, Dak's on the list.
Okay. That is not a helpful comment. I was just defending you on the fan text.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Are they attacking me?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe Cowboy fans don't like me.
2 more left.
Okay. My initial thoughts are Jordan Love and Caleb.
But Jordan Love hasn't played a lot, right? Didn't he miss two games?
That's true. But remember, the first game he came back,
his eye said yes.
Touchdowns.
I'm reading body language.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jordan Love then.
What was the other name you said?
I think it's Caleb.
One of those is correct.
Jordan Love for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan Love also has 12 passing touchdowns already.
Dang.
This year. In 4 games, Jordan Love has 12. And last year, don't forget, he was the second leading touchdown thrower
behind Dak Prescott,
who finished second in MVP voting.
Well, because remember that first game, he threw the ball like 50 times and he filled out the stat sheet with every touchdown and interception you could imagine. Nick Purdy?
He's had a solid year, right?
Yeah. Alec?
Ooh.
I mean, my guess was wrong, so I think
know.
It's up to you guys.
Dak or Purdy?
I think Purdy's just on the outside. I don't think he's on there.
Is he looking at the stats?
No, I think it's a wild card. I think it's someone that I think it's someone that you wouldn't think.
Kyler Murray? I'm just throwing out a name. He's a little guy.
Look, I said I got my last answer wrong. I cede my vote to you guys.
Corey, is it an AFC quarterback?
Yes, it is.
Kevin, can I give you a hint?
Tell me. I'm a huge Steelers fan. No oh, my way. God. Is this Justin Fields?
Justin no Fields.
Way. Wow. Also,
well, and more than anything, Justin Fields passing touchdowns.
I would not have gotten that.
He has five.
Cowboys beat him.
He has five passing touchdowns this year.
Best win of the year.
But he also has, oh, crap. Let me look for his
at least five
touchdowns.
Rushing touchdowns, yeah. Then, I and guess.
He has more rushing touchdowns. Rushing touchdowns right now, he has five as well. So he has 10 total.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so that's where.
Good for him.
And that is kind of that was a trick one right there, because you wouldn't have thought that. You know, Lamar makes sense, but Lamar does both things well.
What?
So what? But that's what's interesting to me when I was looking at this is that means there's only nine. That
That's
means there's
crazy.
A whole bunch of other quarterbacks that at this point in the season don't even have 10 total touchdowns. Now, Aaron Rodgers has 9 passing. Brock Purdy and Kirk Cousins both have 9 passing. And Caleb Williams is at 9 as well. And then there are a bunch at 8. Like Dak Prescott's at 8. Derek Carr is at 8. Jared Goff's at 8. And Jared Goff just, you know, wiped the Cowboys.
He did.
And, you know, it felt, and he also has a receiving touchdown. So I guess, I don't know if that counts and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's
but,
true.
But Jared Goff also, you know, that group right there, that it just feels like those numbers are really low for this early in the season. But football's felt kind of sloppy.
Are we in that weird, like, transitional period where you're switching out the quarterbacks? Oh, plus in Mahomes. Mahomes is having, like, an abnormal statistical right. year. But again, he doesn't give a crap. Because he's like, we're winning. I've already established I'm the best
yep.
for a variety of reasons. And so as long as we win, because when we were talking about the potential for like the top 10 of the NBA, like you're seeing the cycling in of like a whole lot of new players. Obviously, we've
Jay
been,
and Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. Are we in the midst of cycling in new quarterbacks that in a few years you'll be like, well, obviously Jordan Love was at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Obviously, Caleb was at the top and Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud. Like, will we look at this list in like 4 years and be like, well, duh, because they were ready to take over the next wave of quarterback?
Being a card collector, if I knew that in Jordan Love's second year where he played that game where his mom sat in the upper deck,
yes.
we should have bought all the Jordan Love cards that we could find true. Because we would have made a lot of money.
Yep.
Nobody really believed in Jordan Love when he got that one
so
chance.
True.
And they're like, he stinks. And then obviously last year in the second half, he took off as a very good player. So you had time. If you really believed in Jordan Love, you could have made six figures off of buying all his cards up.
Yeah.
And then selling them approximately now.
So I appreciate you guys playing that game with me, because I don't get to play that game very often. Usually I'm on the other side of that game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Having to figure it all out. Now,
it is an odd sense of control you have, right? When you get to
wild.
Run the game and you're like,
yes.
I know all the answers.
If you go back and watch me on the Twitch or YouTube, the smile I had all these times, Mike was really looking at my face going, I think I know the answer. And because he was right, because I'm terrible at poker, I guess. All right. Oh, this isn't a stars conversation. This isn't a stars conversation, Kevin. But it is a hockey conversation. And the reason I don't really want to talk about the stars specifically here is because Kevin's obviously against them. The stars are obviously with us.
Yes,
no,
you are.
Therefore, no, you said they couldn't do it.
That part is true. But we will have a puck around and find out tomorrow.
And we do need to reach out to our good friend Brian Race.
Yes,
if he wants to hop
I
on
like
with
him.
Us too. Did you see what happened last night in the hockey world, though?
The goalie goal
did happen, but the Blue Jackets came out to take the opening draw with no left wing.
Oh, that's nice.
In honor of Johnny Gaudreau. So that I saw that.
That
and
is nice.
When you watch it, it's...
And the coach was crying.
I'm actually kind of getting chills right now because I'm rewatching the video of it. All the fans, when they noticed it, stood up and they you know clapped. There's a stick tap going on, but it's just weird to see the players all looking at the vacated spot. They start their game there, and also Florida also let 13 seconds run off the clock before they started the play. And Brian Ray said, "Why?" Because hockey.
Yeah.
And that's like, these are the things that sports can do that nothing else can do that makes you feel a connection to it.
And we've talked about this before, like it doesn't change anything. But in that moment, it has to like make you feel at least a little better, at least for a short time, or let you know that like what that human being did on this earth made an impact, mm-hmm. and it mattered to thousands, hundreds, millions of people. And that is a cool moment.
And if you're ever going to ask, like, I got into this business because I thought like the Randy Galloways and the Todd Archers and the Mike Ducey's and the Christy Scales of the world, I just thought they were cool. I was like, okay, that just seems like a cool job to be able to do what they do. I want to be involved in that.
And it is.
But I was already interested in sports because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting to watch some of the best athletes in the world do things that, at this point, what we're watching right now is amazing. My dad would have never thought. Like, that Lynn Swann catch may have been the greatest thing he saw. And now we're kind of seeing stuff like that on a weekly basis.
It's number 8 on the top 10.
And so
the
like
Swanee.
Yeah, that's what they've always called it. And but those we're getting to see those things, but in addition to it, you're seeing things that connect people. And that's what draws us. That's why people are Cowboys fans still right now, because of those connections that they have emotionally to the game. And that's one of the things that people are connected to us because of who we are as humans. I'll tell you something right now.
Okay.
Adrian just texted me and they are taking off for their flight. This is Lucy's last trip to Cleveland. Now, you would think this would be a very big hand clap moment because, A, she's not going to be on this clinical trial anymore. Now, she's not going to be on the clinical trial anymore because they have to cancel the clinical trial. They're canceling it because they didn't see enough efficacy across other people to say that that this medicine will be approved by the FDA. So okay. The doctor is saying maybe we can have, I think it's something compassion, where because the results for Lucy were so good that she can use this medicine. She's leaving today for that moment. People have reached out to me and been connected to me for all these years because I shared a moment on air of real feelings and emotions of something I was going through. I really appreciated all the Tolos that have been there. Kevin, same with you, man.
Right.
Whenever you opened up about mental health, now we're the mental health show of record on NDFW. And with Mike, I mean, there he was, you know, crying and opening bags of popcorn for the Rangers.
Yep.
But, you know, Mike's had some...
So emotional.
Top 10 moment in the history of this station.
He's had some moments that have really brought a lot of these Tolos together. But that Johnny Gaudreau thing right there, that's something that sports can do that nothing else can bring you in. Maybe music can connect people in that way or touch people in that way.
So I'm going to tell you a story as well. And I promise this is not an Aggie brag. And yes, I've prepared myself for the possibility of Texas just stomping a mud hole in A&M in a month or so. But I went to school at Texas A&M in 1990. I was on campus, not there, but on campus when the Bonfire Stack collapsed.
Say that again.
1999.
Okay.
And people died. And right after that, you still had the game against Texas. And Texas was the higher ranked team. Texas was the favorite. I was in that stadium. Nobody thought that A&M was going to lose. And like, that's not necessarily based in fact in reality, right? Like, Texas looked like the better
right
team.
Right in emotion.
Better ranked. But, like, everybody in that stadium, even when A&M was losing late and they had to come back and score a touchdown, nobody, including me in that stadium, thought there was any chance that they were going to lose. And it was because of, like, some, I don't know, not to be made fun of too much, but, like, some mystic thing around it that you're talking about with Gaudreau or you're talking about with this is you just feel like, this is our day. I can't tell you why, or I can't tell you it's because all the people that died in the Bonfire Stack are like gonna make it so, but it just felt like that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And then it did.
And it's unmatched. That kind of feeling is unmatched. I see some people on the Twitch say there is a hope that Lucy can grow out of it as she hits this age in her life where she is. History has shown that they get past it. People with this do kind of grow out of it. The damage is always going to be there. Her learning disability is always going to be there. Her vision disability is always going to be there. But she might not need this medicine anymore. She might not need any of the medicine anymore. She might be able to sleep peacefully like all the rest of us. So don't We got a lot of work still to do with her. We're still growing that. Again, thank you all the Tolos that have always reached out and been part of this. But there's some more positive things on the way. It's not easy to take that hit when I first hear it, though. Like when I first heard it, it knocked me for a loop as a dad. But I've been
mad
able to,
or sad,
a little bit of both. Spiraled for one day for sure. But I was, you know, once I'd kind of reassessed everything, it was a lot easier to take.
With the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's power rank the quarterback power rankings right here. Maybe a little bit more stars on 105.3 The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get back into a little bit of stars, talk about Mickey Mantle, but first, we need to power rank the NFL quarterback power rankings. As always, we go to the bottom of the list first. Who?
Trevor Lawrence.
It's still not Trevor Lawrence, who
cut your hair.
Inexplicably has rocketed up to number 21.
How do you explain that?
I'm just assuming there's injuries, so there's more backup quarterbacks playing?
You know what? I might have to go find a new list because this one also says, let's go ahead and put Russell Wilson at 22. Is Russell Wilson taking that job?
Yes. I'm sorry, Kevin. You are still
behind. Did that happen?
Monday, Mike Tomlin made the announcement that Russell Wilson will be starting. Justin Fields going to the bench. They asked if Russell Wilson, you know, could run like Justin Fields, and he said, no, absolutely not. Justin Fields is an X factor in running, but they are giving Russell Wilson the start. First team reps, and I think he's supposed to start.
Okay, because I'd heard that he was, like, going to be good to go and they would try it out, but I was like, you just won again. Like, why are you going to bench Justin Fields?
It makes a lot of sense. They watched the Cowboys play Sunday afternoon, and they said, how in the world did we lose to that
you
team?
You can't. All right, so we'll stick with this list then. All right, Trevor Lawrence, not one of the worst three. Who are the worst three quarterbacks in football?
North Carolina guy.
No, Drake May is 25 on the list.
Mike, do you remember the one of the guys yesterday that his coach said, what the F are you doing? And then his coach said he needs to gain his confidence. And how do you gain confidence?
What you talking about, Willis?
Will Levis.
He's number 29 on the list. Believe it or not, the three worse than him, Aiden O'Connell, and these last two, you know. Spencer Rattler for the Saints and Tyler Huntley.
He's for the Sooners.
Snoop!
For the Dolphins.
Did you see what Spencer Rattler said over the night, I guess? He was like, look, man, the first team reps, getting out there and actually playing on the field was good for me because seeing the field is important. So maybe that'll be helpful for him.
I agree with
him.
That, sure.
Like if you're like, hey, go out there and do it. Hey, go do radio for the first time ever. Good luck. Then you're like, I'm as prepared as I can be until the mic turns on.
You'd be amazed how slowly that clock moves the first time that you do this. You're like, hold on.
Alex, like, I know. Yep. It happens.
Especially when it's with Bobby Belt.
Oh, wow. Because he talks fast.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Is your Corey?
If Micro Machines ever come back, Bobby Belt should be their talk person.
Off Adderall. Absolutely.
I asked Mike a question he'd prefer I would have asked off air, and I'm going to do the same for you.
If I had a chance
to
work with Bobby.
Where was your favorite part of the whole Jerry fallout that David Hellman tweeted out? What I think we all agree on there is Jerry just said Bobby doesn't know ball.
I love it. And then Broadus quote tweeted it and said, I've been trying to say this for a while now.
Man.
And I think I really do. I've always abided by this because I have a real tight group of buddies I've known for a long time. Your best friends, you can take to the top rope. You can take them to the turnbuckle, throw them up there, and then throw them off and jump on top of them. And that's what David Hellman and Broadus did to Bobby. Because they have a unique relationship where they really do care about each other. And they can do that. So I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. But Bobby also did say, hey, make sure. He's like, I got a little bump from Twitter. So if you're new here, go check out my website at DallasCowboys.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he does write there. So
yes, I've heard. All right. Top of the list. We went through the terrible ones. Who's at the top of the power rankings? And this is reflective of, like, what's happening right now. I guess statistically,
Sammy D had a bye week, right?
He did. Some of these are going to confuse you.
I'm going to stick with my amazing trade, Kevin, in fantasy football.
All right.
I had made an amazing trade, and it's worked out perfectly for me, Lamar Jackson.
He doesn't have as many wins as CJ Stroud.
That is a good point.
That is a good point. This list is probably going to agitate you. Lamar Jackson is number one. Mike.
Damn right.
I said this, I think, last week when you were gone. I do not think Lamar Jackson can win MVP.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the failures in the offseason?
Yes, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Same with him and Dak. Like, I know it's a tough run right now. Let's say Dak and the Cowboys broke off 11 straight wins. I do not think that he can win MVP.
I'll say this, man. Watching him against Washington, he looked as good throwing the ball as I've seen him. Now, people look good against Washington throwing the ball. That's a reality.
Fair.
But he looked...
Wait till the Cowboys...
He didn't look like he was trying to compete against Mahomes, but he looked like he was trying to beat Jaden Daniels, and he looked really good at it. So he had all those great qualities that Lamar has, but he looked good throwing the ball.
How high on the list are you willing to put Jaden Daniels?
Not higher than CJ Stroud.
I would
CJ
have him-
Stroud? Number 7.
That's it, I quit.
Which I think is...
I was in Italy. Maybe, what happened to him in Italy?
Absurdly low. They're 4-1. They're still flying well.
All right, then Sammy D.
Sam Darnold, number 10.
Oh my gosh!
What just ahead...
He didn't play?
Just ahead of Patrick Mahomes. So, Sam Darnold's 10, Mahomes is 11.
This is easy. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Number 2.
Very logical guess. He is number 4.
Who's doing this list?
CBS.
Now go home and smoke some more crack.
Oh. So.
What an interesting story.
Get ready
there,
for
too.
Your head to explode. Especially
Dak, well,
if.
Dak finished second in MVP last year. So, and Lamar finished number 1. So Dak Prescott number 2.
I told you there are elements of this player that are having a really good statistical season.
Jordan Love.
Their team sucks. Joe Burrow is number 2 what? On this list.
They put 17 points on the board against the Giants.
And it's weird because if you go by team success, Burrow's team, not good. He's number 2. Stroud, Sam Darnold, what are those two teams combined 9-1? Excellent. Either way. So the top 5, which is very confusing, goes like this. Lamar, Burrow, Purdy, Allen, and Baker Mayfield.
It's disgusting.
That's a weird list right there, man.
Hey, can I ask you this? Out of the top 10 quarterbacks, and Baker? I just named the 5, Purdy obviously was a 7th-round pick. How many of these guys in the top 10 weren't first-round picks?
Let's see. Man, I don't think any
That's
of them.
It. That's the only one.
Isn't that amazing? Like, as much as you try to draft a Dak Prescott or a Russell Wilson.
Jordan Love was, right?
Yeah, he's first-round pick.
Yeah, man,
that's
wow.
That would made Aaron Rodgers so mad.
We could have got a lineman or something. Yeah, but that's it.
Wow.
And so it goes.
Baker has 15 passing touchdowns. So he's that makes sense.
I really thought your question was going to be, how many of these will be real top 10 quarterbacks at the end of the season?
Oh, that's like, a good question, too.
Because
like, how many will hold a top 10 spot?
Maybe we'll pick up that conversation tomorrow, because I know there's some other things we want to get to. Where would you put Dak? So, by the way, the rest of the top 10, Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, and Sam Darnold is 10. Where does Dak go in this?
You know my answer.
Middle of the pack,
middle
right?
Middle of the pack.
That has actually worked. That strategy has worked out great for you this year.
He's not having a good season at all. But I will say this. He's still a good quarterback, as much as people hate me that, you know, think that I lie or whatever. I will say 14.
I'll say 15
And that's
or
the
16.
Lowest I think he should really ever be.
Okay.
Now, he can keep having a bad year, but I do think that when you start ranking the quarterbacks in the NFL, it's really tough to get to like 14 and not have him there.
I think that's fair. For the purposes of this list usually reflects like very much in the
how
moment,
right
although
now.
This version of the list has flummoxed me.
In the moment,
Trevor Lawrence is 48 on this list.
Dak Prescott is 16 on the list. He is wedged between Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray. Caleb's 15. Kyler is 17.
He has a good game against San Francisco. He can move up to 12. You know, does that make sense? Like as bad as they played, and I'm not putting that whole game on Dak. That interception was bad. All right, the interception in the end zone, that's tough. That really screwed over the rhythm of the game.
But I did see one play early where he threw an interception, but they called holding on somebody, so it didn't count.
Hell yeah. But like the way the offensive line's blocking for him right now, not helpful at all. They are playing bad, and they got to correct that for Dak to play better. When he has time, he's really good, and that goes for a lot of quarterbacks. But he doesn't have it right now. And the Cowboys don't have it right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a fun collectible story.
Okay, I'm excited.
To share with people. All right.
have you seen this?
I don't think I have, but maybe.
I need to show this to you.
I watch a lot of card stuff.
So it is the Mickey Mantle sheet of autographs. And perhaps most impressive about this entire sheet, and it's hit the auction blocks. TMZ has talked about this. Bleacher Report has talked about it. We actually had a Tolo send it to us. But in the middle of signing all these autographs, on one of the stickers, Mickey Mantle wrote, "These pens suck," with arrows pointed at some of his, like, maybe not as crisp autographs. This seems like an amazing, I mean, obviously it's going to cost you a whole lot of money, but this seems like an amazing thing that you can get because it's 14 by 20 cardstock. He signed it 99 times. All right. So
that hurts. Why not 100?
I think it's because of this pen sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pen sucks.
Yeah, he signs his name there. It's 100.
And I would argue with the publicity that this is getting that, you know, he wrote it.
So is like a card company trying to buy this to cut them perfectly and then put them on cards? Or
that's what my assumption would be.
And who owns this 99 autographs?
That is a good question.
It does not say.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's been validated that these are his autographs because it's funny. I was sitting with my dad yesterday.
It's going through Leland's.
Yeah, Leland's.
It's been verified.
Yeah, so I was sitting with my dad yesterday at my son's baseball game, and he was talking about Mickey Mantle, and I do have a Mickey Mantle autograph that he signed to me. My dad got it for me at like a Reba McEntire concert where they were raising money. Mickey Mantle was there a few years before he died. It was not much longer, and then he died. My dad got an autograph from him. He said, "Can you sign it to my son, Michael?" And he said, "Hey," because he knew my dad because of Billy Martin being his manager here in Texas, and so Mickey Mantle would go to some Rangers spring training stuff and drink with Billy Martin. And Mickey Mantle was like, "Hey, Mike," to my dad, "my autograph's not going to be worth much if I put to Michael." And he's like, "I'm not selling it, Mick. I want this, you know, for my son." So he signed to Michael, best wishes, Mickey Mantle. It's still at my dad's house to this day. But Mickey knew even back then that his autograph was worth quite a bit of money.
Yep, absolutely. Now, it started out. Go ahead.
I think this is really interesting because of the uniqueness. This is like, for me, this is the Josh Young card.
Yes.
Where he did his own little thing that's unique and it's out of the ordinary. And people are like, "Oh, wow, there's a cool story behind it," right? The other part is I wouldn't want it. I'm a Rangers fan, Kevin. That's a Yankee, right?
Okay.
You went to Rangers spring training. Yeah. And
you know what?
Then?
I'm back in the game.
Look, it started out at a bid of $10,000. It's now above $70,000. So,
but don't you think if you're Fanatics / I forget the guy's name,
yes,
who owns Fanatics Tops, you want this because you can now
use it as a cut auto for anything.
Yeah, you can cut these autos and put them on a card, and now you have 99 Mickey Mantle autographs to put in chase situations.
I think I know both of your answers, but let's find out for sure. You're given the option. You just get two of these for free. You either get two Mickey Mantle signatures, because we're going to cut the whole thing up, or you get the Mickey Mantle signature right next to these pens.
I like that one.
Okay. I thought that's what you
make it very unique.
Okay.
Are you saying get two autographs or one autograph that says this pen sucks?
Yeah. You either get the two Mickey Mantles or you get one Mickey Mantle as well as him writing "these pens suck."
That's a good question because it makes it so unique.
Absolutely.
Because how many times he didn't do anything like Josh Young did, or like players are now doing, you know, on cards today. So it would be super unique. Or you can have two Mickey Mantle autographs. And
that was my guess, is that you would pick that one and Corey would pick the other one.
I would lean. Gosh, I guess I'm going to lean towards "these pens suck."
Wow.
That's 101.
No, you're right.
There are Not a lot, but there are quite a few Mickey Mantle autographs out there. These pens suck verified that he put that.
Yeah.
That's a 1-on-1. So I'm going with Corey.
We're the KNC masterpiece right
Corey,
here.
We're going together.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Johnston scores! Perfection! In the shootout! On the homestand! For the season so far! And the Stars outlast the Sharks 3-2.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Stars rolling along.
Woo!
4-0-0.
Undefeated, baby!
Let's go.
I believe 82-0.
That's not going to happen.
Shut up, Kevin!
I believe.
I hope they do go 82-0 just to stick it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so do I.
No parade for you.
And it would be the most pressure on any sports team in the history of the playoffs if you went 82-0-0 and went into the postseason. Like
postseason's new season as 82-0 is over at that point. Now you just start all over.
You know that is not the way.
Oh,
us
that
media
is the
actually
way.
Matter of fact. Go ahead and get one loss is the way I say it. Mm-hmm. So you can get that. You can take the pressure off. Now we got the loss. Now we're good to go.
So you don't think the entire sports world would do nothing but talk about what happened to the Stars? They didn't lose all year. They lost the first playoff
game. Do you remember that when we were covering Plano West?
I do.
They were undefeated in baseball. Until they played, it wasn't Deer Park, it was Georgetown.
Georgetown.
They played Georgetown, lose against Georgetown, and then win the next two against them. And then they end up winning the state championship. And
no,
the coach even
Patrick
said,
Ewing
he was like,
him.
I'm glad we lost.
It's a different.
Takes the pressure off.
Allen Iverson?
It's a different Georgetown. No, this is
like
a high school.
Billy McKinney-led team.
Yes. That was later. All right. For the Stars, it has been obviously an unbelievable start. They have played unbelievably well at home. How much of your focus and attention has been on the Stars early in the season?
All of it. All of it.
Okay, even in the midst of the football game? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting to pivot over to the Stars, even if football's on. I mean, geez, are you kidding me? That team deserves all of the attention, all of the conversation. The Mavs do as well when they're about to start here. So, luckily, if you've got multiple TVs, this isn't a problem. You can have the football on and the Stars on. But the Stars are must-watch right now. I mean, the shootout victory, that was a clinic
incredible.
In the shootout last night.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, that's something that to me, I thought the patience they showed in overtime, I thought
agreed.
They were going to get the winner there. But the shootout stuff is, you've got one of the best goalies in the league and all he has to do is stop a couple. And then the way the Stars, bang, 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 they hit the first three and that puts a lot of pressure on the opponent to have to play along with that. But man, what a talented roster that is.
And with that in mind, I know the optimism level is off the charts for both. If you had to pick one, do you think it's more likely that the Stars go further or the Mavs go further?
You gotta pick the Mavs because they have the elite talents. I think
they
the
do.
Stars depth is there, but the goalkeeping, the goaltending has left something to be desired last two postseasons. And I just don't think they have that go-to guy like Edmonton and the other top teams.
You don't think Robertson can get it back?
No, I don't think he's a postseason.
Let me throw
guy.
A wrench in this.
Okay.
Let me throw in Stars or Mavs or Cowboys.
Cowboys are part of the conversation.
Such an ass for that.
Is there any way when Jerry Jones calls up the next time he's supposed to be on our show, if we can say we're all right, Stars are undefeated, Mavs are starting play, we don't need them?
I don't know. That feels like that is not going to be my decision to make.
You want it to be mine?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I don't want it to be yours either.
Yeah.
But we don't tell him. We let him call in and then
that is the
Alex
worst possible decision.
We have a Luka Doncic conversation and we got Stars coming up and we're good.
That
we
is
want to talk about winners.
That is the worst decision.
You got Jim Neal on the line.
Yeah. Have him on.
Jim Neal
don't
show.
Have him on. Don't have him call in and be like, we're bumping you. Like, that is the worst possible decision that we can go with right there,
fun,
right?
You know?
Okay, probably. All right. For the Mavericks, we were talking about this, the ESPN list of the top players in the league. You've got Klay Thompson at 71, Derek Lively at 56. Are you surprised by either one of those numbers? Because I think you could argue both are higher than expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know if Klay Thompson was still going to be in the top 100.
Fair.
You know, I think they're kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt. Still down, what, 30 or 40 spots from last year?
He is, correct.
You know, I think Lively's one of those up-and-coming players, and I think he impacts the game in ways that maybe don't show up in the box score. I hope he can dominate the game more, you know? Yeah. And, you know, usually centers take a while to develop, but, man, he was so good so early. No kidding. I wonder how close or how much room for improvement he has to show.
Yeah, I mean, the development of his offensive game, they're talking about three balls and stuff, having actual legit post moves and
things.
If
that corner three is there,
it'll be ridiculous. And he's just scratching the surface, which is exciting. But the rate at which he developed from game one last year to the end of the finals, you're like, holy smokes, dude. This dude is on he's on a different pace than most. And I love the fact that it seems like they're seeing it, putting him at 56. Yeah. I would have never guessed them putting him at 56.
Kyrie is 25. The rest of the top 100 comes out tomorrow. Obviously, Luka will be in the top 10. But it looks like the top 10, maybe not in this order. This is my order, and I don't think it's going to play out like this. Jokic, Luka, Shai, Giannis, Ant, LeBron, Steph, Tatum, KD, and Embiid for your top 10. But those are going to be the top 10 players in whatever order. Does that feel like an accurate representation of the top 10 players in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, I think the time's running out on KD and Steph. I don't think you can go off your legacy when you're not able to take your team past the first round, and the same goes for LeBron as well. So I think, you know, it's notable those guys are still in there. I just don't know that there's a lot of other top-end talent that, you know, is coming in right now. Maybe it's, you know, coming out in the next couple of drafts.
Do you think it's right that Tatum is ranked over Jaylen Brown?
And Wemby is ranked over Jaylen Brown.
The dude just won the conference MVP, just won the finals MVP, and his teammate is ranked higher than him.
Yeah, I'm not super impressed with either player, but I think for everything Jason Tatum does in his regular season scoring averages, he gets the nod. You know, I don't think Jaylen Brown is that great, but I think the Celtics are just uniquely deep. They're skilled. They play team defense. They overwhelmed you as a team.
A great example of that is Derek White. He's like, I don't know, 36, 38 on the list. And he wasn't even on the list last year, and saw him, like, obviously move right to the forefront, or just behind the forefront.
I guess, like, Embiid is a top 10 player, but I've kind of soured on him.
And that's why I put him last. I personally would not put him in the top 10, also because he's already banged up to start the season.
He's broken down. His body just won't cooperate for him.
And I think it's going to be a rough season for him. But since these are going to be the top 10, I didn't want to mess with that. But that's why I put him last on the list. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. National reactions to the Jerry Jones, Sean and RJ storyline right out of the gates here. Everything breaking in the world of sports. And John Machota is going to join us from The Athletic at 4 o'clock, talking Cowboys the bye week.
He is a great dude. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say Jimmy Johnson, Kevin.
Can't do it. That's State of the Union forbids it.